It's a program called Lawrence and Taylor. It's 590 WKZO. My name is Jeremy Lawrence. The Taylor part of the equation, Roger Taylor, out for the day. So we get to spend some time together today with you. And good Friday to you. I tell you, and it's not good Friday, but it is still a good Friday to, I don't know about you, but this week has been one of those long weeks. So getting to a Friday, yes, very agreeable. So hopefully some agreeable stuff happening for you as the weekend approaches. Of course, we're going to be spending a little bit of time together, you know, a little bit later on in the program. I got a little something to share with you, a prize package that I'd love to have you walk away with, because not only will that guarantee a little something you're doing this weekend, but we're already thinking about next weekend as well. Four tickets to go see the movie God's Not Dead at Celebration Cinema. That is opening tonight at the cinema. And you'll be able to go with, we'll call that a family four-pack. I believe that's a family film. Also, if you would like to go out, not this weekend, but next weekend for the Southwest Michigan Golf Show, it's at the Kalamazoo County Expo Center. And we've got four tickets for that as well. We're going to give those away together a little bit later on in the program. So you'll want to be with us for that. Before we dive into topics, I mean, we've got tons of them today to talk about. I wanted to remind you about our video of the day. We've got that posted. It's at our website, WKZO.com. And if you have yet to see, I mean, this is the video everybody's been talking about. This is the video where the guy is on Wheel of Fortune, two letters, and he solves the puzzle. If you've been hearing about this, if your friends have been telling you about this, and you haven't seen it yet, come check it out. We got it posted at WKZO.com. Also, we're sharing it on our Facebook page as well. So you'll be able to check it out there as well. And if you haven't joined us on Facebook, all you have to do is like us on there, and you'll be able to get anything that we post there. And we'd love to have you on board with us. Several things we wanted to talk about today. A little bit later, we're going to be talking about, in light of what's going on in Michigan with the challenging of the constitutional ban on gay marriage, I wanted to ask the question if you think a constitutional amendment can be declared unconstitutional. That's one thing we'll talk about here a little bit later. But right now, I wanted to dig into a little something because I thought this was interesting. There is, in Michigan, and this is something that's gotten some national attention as well, but there is in Michigan a school district, Ferndale Public Schools in Oakland County, and they have an interesting contract that their teachers' union contract within it apparently gives special consideration to applicants who are of, quote, the non-Christian faith. Now, I get this from, this is Michigan Capital Confidential has the story on this. Apparently, the contract, they link to it on ferndaleschools.org to tell you a little bit about it. They said that the contract was recently extended to 2017, and teachers belong to the Ferndale Education Association, which is a division of the Michigan Education Association. Regarding promotion to a vacant position, it says on page 22 of the contract, should there be two or more of these applicants with equal qualifications for the position and one or more of these applicants with equal qualifications as a current employee, the current employee with the greatest seniority shall be assigned. Special consideration shall be given to women and or minority defined as Native American, Asian American, Latino, African American, and those of the non-Christian faith. Now, it's interesting going through this because in the contract, there is a no discrimination clause. It says that no employee can be discriminated against based on their religion. And then later in the contract, it says until they can be. Now, here's the thing. When it comes down to any contract, it doesn't matter to me what faith you believe in. And it shouldn't matter in this case. Because in this case, I mean, we're talking about somebody that can teach. Do they have the qualifications for the position that they've applied for? Do they have what it takes to do that? These are the things that need to be considered first and foremost for any position, as far as I'm concerned. And it doesn't matter who you are or what you are. And I am absolutely on board with the idea of, okay, you know what? You really can't discriminate against people based on sex, religion, national origin, race, whatever. All the standard things. But to turn around and say, you know what? Special consideration needs to be given to those of the non-Christian faith. How about equal consideration? There you go. That I think we could get on board with that. And honestly, why do you even have to say equal consideration in that case? Now, why that made it into the contract, I don't know. But the fact that it is there, I think, is a problem, and is a problem that is going to get an awful lot of attention, not only around the state, but around the country. Because here is a contract basically saying, if you're a Christian, tough. Somebody else will get the job. And I'm not sure that that's a fair thing. What do you think about it? 382-4280 is the local phone number. Of course, you can get with us toll-free as well, 877-382-4280. Also, you can fire up your cell phone. If you just don't have time to call in but you'd like to text your comments, please do so. You can do that by texting 80373, and we'll be able to respond with some of those texts anyway throughout the course of the program. Now, it's interesting that they feel like this is something that they can do. Not only to, say, give special consideration to those of non-Christian faith, but even to ask what faith you believe in. Why should it matter? Why should it matter? I mean, it's one thing if you are a certain kind of, you know, if you've got, like, if it's a church, for crying out loud, yeah, guess what? They're going to discriminate based on people of their own faith. And rightly so. It's a church. That's the difference. But this, we're talking about in this case, this is a public school. A public school that has decided that, you know, and I know it's probably in an attempt to, well, let's be diverse. And, you know, let's make sure that we take in people of all sorts of faiths and races and whatever. Okay, all right, diversity, sure. But really? To come out and say, all right, and basically what you're saying in this case is, well, if you're a Christian and they're not, you need not apply. And honestly, I mean, you talk about, all right, you're sitting here and saying, well, you can't discriminate. But then you end up discriminating right in the contract. Now, you know, I think you'll see this definitely challenged at some point. Because really, you know, you talk about, and yeah, I think you could go overboard to a certain degree and say, all right, this is persecution when it isn't. But here's the thing. You know, you are of a certain faith. It is your choice. It is your right to make that choice. But is it the right of that school system to say, you know what, you made your choice, but we're going to make you pay for it because you're making that choice? I mean, religion is not their business. It is not their business. But nevertheless, it's in the contract. And that, I think, is troubling. Very, very troubling indeed. So again, love to get your thoughts. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373 if you'd like to text us. We would love to have you get in and do that. Be fantastic. What we're going to do at this point is going to head to a break, and as we continue ahead, take your phone calls, talk a little bit further about this, dig into this a little deeper. We're talking about teacher contracts. Are they discriminating by saying that? What do you think? It's Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO. We're going to continue. .321, 48 degrees at Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, Lawrence and Taylor. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. And headed over to the phones, Robin is standing by from Kalamazoo. Robin, glad you're with us on the show today.
Thank you. Hey, I want to preface all this is that I used to be a public school teacher and a private school teacher.
Okay.
So I've been on both sides with contracts and everything.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, I also think, I believe I heard that because of the public outcry that they are kind of backpedaling on some of it, so that might be something to look into. But if it is in there, my thinking is, as a teacher, I wasn't allowed to bring religion into my classroom. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, why are they bringing it in? And number two, you plug in any other religion except Christian, and the outcry would be horrendous. There would be such a huge thing if you say Muslim. If they were to use the exact same wording and say Muslim, there would be a huge outcry. And I feel like it's frustrating because it's very hypocritical. It's very, you know, it's like you can't have it both ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, the bottom line of this is that a contract like this violates the United States Constitution, the Michigan Constitution. How could it even be in there?
Right, right. And if you want to say non-discriminatory, I mean, the other thing is, I mean, when you're talking the, you know, race and all gender, those are things that are physical characteristics that are not able to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
A face, your face is personal, and it's not anyone's business unless, I mean, you can make it people's business, but if they're saying, you know, like, I'm not supposed to talk about my face in my classroom, why are they even making it a part of the contract? How mm-hmm. would they know?
Sure.
You know? It's I don't know. I think they've overstepped the bounds, and I think what has happened is there was a huge outcry because it's people are getting wind of it, and I think they're going, oh, we didn't know that was in there. Oh, we're sorry, even though they just signed it again in like 2011. So anyway, my thought.
And I think it's tough. And Robin, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
You can talk more if I just was letting you know if you needed to go.
definitely. Okay. Thanks, Robin. I appreciate
You're welcome.
But you know, I think really. To look at this and say, you know, have them go, oh, oopsie, it's in there. Wow, we had no idea. Well, somebody knew it. Somebody knew it was in there. And there's the thing. I mean, you're talking about diversity. You know, the whole idea that, well, we need more diversity. But here's the thing. And it's a thing that I have thought, no matter if we're talking about diversity of race, diversity of religion, whatever. The bottom line is, as people, we need to be able to look at things and say, all right, we do have some things that are different. Okay, that's fine. But as people, we need to be able to look for what we have in common, because those are the things that are going to ultimately unite us as people, that is going to make things stronger in our state, in our nation, and that kind of thing. Instead of saying, well, diversity, oh, we value diversity and all that, so that's all fine and good. And believe me, I have learned a lot over the years just by working around and befriending and being, you know, just being around people. You learn things. I can remember several years ago I worked alongside someone who was Muslim. I got a whole new appreciation. And it wasn't a situation of, you know, whoever this was a terrorist or that kind of thing. They were not a Muslim extremist. They just happened to believe in the Muslim religion. And I learned an awful lot about that. And to this day, she is one of the sweetest people that you could meet. But to judge someone based on what religion they believe, ultimately, when it came down to it, when I worked with her, I didn't care because she did her work well. And to sit there and say, well, you know what? We want diversity, so non-Christians only, please. It's just, it oversteps the bounds. It really oversteps the bounds in a great, great way. Now, somebody has texted in, and by the way, if you'd like to text in your comments as well, 80373 is the number to do that with. And somebody's texted in some comments saying, diversity has become a virtue to the politically correct. It's funny, it's become a factor many times a greater concern than performance. Somebody pointed out recently, we live in an age that does not necessarily reward achievement. And that's an interesting thing. It's interesting to put it on that term because, you know, if we're talking about the idea of we need to be diverse, we need this, we need that. You know what? If I've got a business or if I've got an institution and I need to hire people, I want to go look for the best people I can get my hands on. I want to go get people that are, quite frankly, going somewhere. And I want to be able to latch on to them and work with them so that ultimately we can be better together. And I don't care who they are. I don't care what they believe in. Because the bottom line is, are they good at what they do? That kind of common sense has just totally escaped people. It has escaped people. And you know, these things like this going, well, you know, we need diversity. So if you're this group or that group, and, you know, and I think to a certain degree, saying special consideration should be given to this group, that group or the other group. Honestly, I think to a great degree, the whole thing is something you kind of scratch your head on. I mean, should you make a decision based on, well, a man would do this job better than a woman? Well, no, absolutely not. But should you do something to the reverse and just say, well, if there's a qualified woman, let's make sure she gets it. I'd say, you know what? If she's the one that's qualified, she gets it, regardless. But if he's the one that's more qualified, then he gets it, regardless. Because it's not about your color. It's not about your sex. It's not about what you believe. It's about how you can do the job. And in this case, I think that's exactly what it is. Continue on with your comments. 382-4280 is the local number, 877-382-4280. And I think, you know, the big concern with this is that, you know, how in the world do they get this in there and end up having, I mean, really, they end up having nothing that they can actually do to enforce this. Because the Constitution would seem to protect people. Yeah, and whether, I mean, you're talking United States Constitution, you're talking about the Michigan Constitution as well. And to say on this particular clause, the other thing that they say at the end of this clause, we read through it earlier. Talking about this clause, they said, you know, that special consideration be given to blah, 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 and those of the non-Christian faith. However, in all appointments to vacant positions, the board's decision shall be final. Another way of saying, no matter what, you can't challenge this. Well, you know what? I've got a feeling. Something tells me that this could be a can of worms. If this particular thing, this has been in place, it ran from 2011 to 2012. It was extended to 2017. Here's the thing. How many people were hired during that stretch of time? How many people could trace it back and say, well, wait a minute, I wasn't hired. Guess what? I'm of the Christian faith. Guess what? Discrimination right there. Guess what? I got the Constitution to back me. This is a school system that could be in big trouble even still, even if they back off of this. Even if they back off now and say, oops, we'll strike that from there. How about that? Okay, fine. But here's the thing. You're going to end up having people that are going, you know what? I've been discriminated against. unreasonably. And I think, you know, the whole thing, yeah, you shouldn't discriminate based on anything. But I also think special consideration based on anything, that's stuff that shouldn't even be in there. We should be beyond that at this point. Sadly, we're not. Program's going to continue ahead. If you're wondering what the weekend weather is going to be like, we're going to check in with AccuWeather here in the next 15 minutes or so. So keep it right here. Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. You're at Kalamazoo at 590 WKZO. Lawrence and Taylor right here on your radio. The Taylor part of the equation, out taking a break. So we get to spend a little time together today. Before we continue on, we got weather that's coming up here very shortly, but there have been some traffic issues coming up. So for that, we step on over to Derek.
Good afternoon. Eastbound 94 just after exit 100. It's a traffic backup. It's actually at a standstill. It's involving SUV and a trailer. So, you know, if you can avoid that, try to seek an alternate route.
Okay. All right. So you'll want to definitely see if you can find some way of getting around that. We'll keep you posted on what we hear about that. And if you see any other traffic information, definitely let us know. You can give us a call, 382-4280, or text us when you get to a safe place. Don't do it while you're driving. That's just that's bad. But when you get to a safe place, text us 803-73 and let us know what's happening so that we can pass the word along there and let others know what's going on those roads this afternoon. You know what? It's Friday. You got to think people are just racing for the exit, so to speak. And why not? NCAA tournament's going on. People are kind of wanting to, we need to get home. We do. Well, coming up a little bit later in the program, I want to remind you we've got an excellent ticket giveaway package that will take care of your weekend for the next couple of weekends. We've got four tickets to go see the movie that's opening today, God's Not Dead. This is at Celebration Cinema, Celebration Crossroads, I believe they call that, in Portage. Also, we've got tickets for you to be able to go to the Southwest Michigan Golf Show. And that's taking place at the Kalamazoo County Expo Center. That is next weekend. So we'll be able to take care of you both ways. Just imagine that. Both weekends planned, free stuff. You get to be the hero of the day, all things considered. So hopefully you'll be able to get in with that a little bit later in the program. Like I said, we will give those away. Well, here in a little while, we will get to a discussion. Now, this is interesting. At any moment, they're saying sometime this afternoon, we're expecting a ruling on the gay marriage ban in Michigan, the constitutional ban. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. So a little bit later on, stick around for that, because it's an interesting thing that they're in courts challenging a constitutional amendment. We'll dig into that here in a little bit later, so make sure that you stick with us. In the meantime, if you'd like to know what the weather is going to be like this weekend, you know, I mean, I'm just looking at this forecast and kind of scratching my head a little bit, but that's why we've brought along Dave from AccuWeather to give us a little clarity on what's going on. Dave, doesn't look too good this weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately it doesn't. We have another blast of air coming out of Canada, so yeah, it's kind of more of the same of what we've been dealing with all winter, and yep, here we go again.
You know, I'm looking at the calendar and it says spring. I'm just.
Yeah, they should move spring back to April 15th.
You know, I mean, I guess my reaction is the same as Pat Sajak's reaction to that guy in the video that we've all seen. You know, so just kind of like, what? Really? More? So, you know, an awful lot of people, I mean, we've gotten our fill in Michigan,
yeah,
of snow and cold and slick spots and things like that.
I mean, it's been below normal since November. I mean, 5 months now of below normal cold. It's getting ridiculous.
it's time. It's time. So, all right, so we're looking at some cold stuff this weekend. Do we ever get back to the warm stuff?
Yeah, it looks like we will warm up later next week, but we're not quite going to totally break out of this winter pattern, really. I mean, it's basically just winter next week, and it's going to warm up some, but our warm-ups will be 50s, you know, not the 60s and 70s we can get that sometime this time of year on some occasions. But, you know, the real long-range signals are looking more encouraging, but I think we'll have to wait for the second week of April. But I think we can get excited about that, but still a couple weeks of nastiness to go through.
I don't know. I mean, I have to admit my expectations are lower.
Yeah, because, I understand.
With the winter we've had and with the, quote, spring we've had so far, you know, you kind of get excited when you get to the upper 40s. You just kind of go, all right,
Yeah.
I mean, this is downright tropical by comparison.
Yeah. The only good thing is, hey, it's light out until 8 o'clock now, so all we have.
I comment on that last night, looking out the window. I was like, wow, that's what sunshine in the evening looks like.
Yeah, so you're used to leaving and it's dark outside, so one nice thing there.
Well, you know, Dave, at this point in the afternoon, we always have that weather in a word prepared for us.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't know if you had a word for us or not. I'm curious.
Yeah, I sure do. Madness.
Madness.
Yeah,
yes.
I think you could take that a lot of different ways. Madness over the weather pattern, and obviously you got the basketball going on, and you know, there's people with madness in general dealing with this winter.
Madness. You know, and I think it's a good thing when you're dealing with March madness.
Yeah.
This is why they play the games indoors.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so look, it's great weather this weekend if you're going to stay inside all day and watch basketball.
There you go. So there's your prescription to be able to, you know, to survive this weather.
Yep. Not going to worry about cutting the grass or anything.
Close the curtains, close the windows, don't worry about it. Just stare at the television.
Pretty much, yep. Sounds good to me.
All right. Dave, thanks for checking in with
us. You're
welcome.
Appreciate
it. So, you know, this is the kind of weather we're dealing with. Ah, the incredible disappearing spring. One of these days it'll show up, hopefully sometime before July. Well, as the program continues ahead, can you make a constitutional amendment unconstitutional? We'll chat about that as we talk about the potential that the gay marriage ban in Michigan might be overturned by the courts. Take your calls, all sorts of stuff. We continue straight ahead. .346, 48 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, Lawrence and Taylor. My name is Jeremy Lawrence, Roger Taylor, having the day off, spending some time with you. As we dig into the, and they're expecting a ruling on this, but there's some interesting wrinkles to this. So to be able to kind of get some understanding of some of the wrinkles of this, Sam Harold is joining us from the news department. And Sam, there's some unusualness to this because it sounds like there could be a ruling, but we may not know about it.
Something to that effect. In effect, the court administrator for the federal court in Detroit, where Judge Bernard Friedman is expected to file a ruling on this, has been hearing from some eager reporters, so I gather. And
I would imagine. Yeah.
Finally just said there could be a ruling sometime before the end of today that would get filed in the paperwork and the process. But if it does happen, it's late enough in the day that they're not likely going to have an actual announcement in the courtroom. That would have to wait until, I guess, everyone comes back after the weekend. However, the exact details of the ruling could be found once that paperwork is processed and posted as part of federal transparency measures.
Sure. So we could end up finding it in the paperwork, but...
But no one's coming out with any fanfare of one kind or another today. In all likelihood.
Okay. All right. So we'll just have to see how it works out. Thanks for checking in, Sam. I appreciate that. And, you know, that's where we are as far as the announcement goes. But I think, you know, the greater question, if you think about, you know, they've talked about the idea of, well, you know, it's the gay marriage ban, it's this, it's that. And, you know, regardless of your feelings on it, regardless of your opinion on it, here's the thing. The gay marriage ban in the state of Michigan is in the Constitution. It was a constitutional amendment. I kind of wonder to myself, is this something that the courts can really rule on and say, all right, you know what? Constitutional ban, it's unconstitutional. Because in my mind, it is by very definition constitutional because it's been amended onto it. And I know, you know, it's a highly charged topic. It's a highly charged discussion because there are people on both sides of this issue that passionately believe in what they do, whether it's a traditional definition of marriage or an alternative definition of it or what have you. But I think here's the thing. I think if the court is on top of it, is doing what they should do, they should be able to just come along and say, well, you know, we've heard from both sides, but the bottom line is we really can't rule on this. And I don't think they're going to do that. I think there will be a ruling that will come down. The other part of it is that when there is a ruling, I think you'll see an automatic stay on the ruling because you know there's going to be a challenge one way or another. If it's upheld, well, then all right, it's been upheld, but there will be a challenge. There will be an appeal to it. If it's not upheld, you know that there's going to be an appeal to it. So, I mean, we're definitely not at the end. This is just another thing, another mile in the road, if you will. But I think the thing that ultimately needed to take place with this is, all right, you want to overturn this, then get it before the voters. Get it before the voters and not before the courts. Because I think in this case, the courts just might be overstepping their bounds by doing that. You get it in front of the voters, let the voters decide. Do we want to overturn that? Yes or no? It seems like it's a simple matter. And, you know, we've talked about how many different things where, I mean, they're collecting signatures for minimum wage to be voted on directly by the voters. Okay. Well, if you believe strongly in the idea that the ban needs to go away, then why not a petition drive? Why not something that gets it on the ballot in the fall? I guess I kind of wonder why that was avoided in this particular challenge of it. Now, I know, you know, with these ladies that were involved in the case, they could not, you know, the one could not adopt the child, and they've both been raising a child together. And I get that. I get that. I understand it. But the bottom line is that it was a constitutional amendment that they're trying to get the court to say, nope, not constitutional. So I kind of scratch my head over that. What do you think? Am I wrong about that? 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Or you can chime in via text 80373 and you could share your opinion on there as well. Should the court even sound off on this? Should this not be a vote of the people? What do you think? Let's head over to the phones right now. We've got Chris in Richland standing by. Chris, glad you're with us.
Hey. Yeah, you know, this whole subject is kind of bizarre in that, you know, the history of it is that this all started in Massachusetts when the Massachusetts Supreme Court told the Massachusetts legislature, you guys have to create a law that allows for same-sex marriage. And then in response to that, a bunch of the other states said, you know, no, we're not going to, under the 14th, I believe the 14th Amendment, where we have to, if a law is recognized in one
equal
state,
protection,
equal protection under the law, then all the other states would have to recognize that gay marriage in Massachusetts. So then everybody, you know, run to Massachusetts and get married, and then they'd move back to their states. And in the particular states, whether or not they had amendments or laws against it, would have to recognize that marriage. So then we had the Defense of Marriage Act, which was passed under Bill Clinton, and, you know, all the states that have amended their constitutions to say yes for gay marriage or no for gay marriage. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that this is... I think that the amendment process in this case, whether it was to say yes, you know, you have to allow for gay marriage, or no, you don't have to allow for gay marriage, has been abused in all these cases. Mm-hmm. That is not, you know, we should not have a vote to constitutionally recognize anybody's marriage, or, you know, and you can look at bad laws through history that may not have been amendments to the Constitution, but right, were found unconstitutional. So I think that what will probably happen is the federal court in Detroit will probably say, no, you don't, the state does not have that power to discriminate against this group of people. Mm-hmm. And then it'll kick it down the road. It'll go to it'll end up at the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will decide in another case whether or not the state has the right to recognize or not recognize, but not based on a state constitution, because the Constitution of the United States is, in the end, the overrider mm-hmm. on all these things. But you know, it's real important to remember the history of this, that, mm-hmm. that this was not, you know, a voting issue for the right until Massachusetts made it a issue for the right.
And I recall that several years ago when they when the court came along and basically ordered the legislature, you must pass a law. Which I thought, okay, the court's really overstepping there in that case
yeah.
because the
yeah.
legislature doesn't have to do anything unless it decides to.
Yeah, the separation of
powers, yeah.
Even at the state level.
Well, I guess the other thing, Chris, and let me bounce this off of you as well, because I think there is a solution far simpler to this than anybody can realize. You know, because we talk about, all right, marriage and that kind of thing, and you know, the federal government recognizes certain marriages but not others and that kind of thing. I kind of think, what point is it that the government has to even recognize any marriage? I mean, it's a union that's recognized by churches or by people. Why don't we keep it at that level and just get the government out of it?
Well, for tax reason and, you know, all the economic reasons that come with it. But I think in the end that is going to be the solution to this problem. Is that it is not the job of the state, whether it's, you know, Michigan or the federal government, to recognize what is a legitimate marriage and what is not. I mean, it's going to get bent. You know, right now you have several cases that are pending regarding polygamy, and you know, a lot of people said, oh well, you know, just because two gay people decide to get married doesn't mean that anybody else is going to get married. Well, you know, once you let the cat out of the bag, it's hard to get them back in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're getting all kinds of, you know, different ideas of what marriage is and isn't. And we're going to, you know, the marriage laws are going to become as big as the tax laws regarding, you know, how many pages they're going to be. You can marry your second cousin, but not your first cousin on your mom's side, or you can marry, you know, your apparently, according to Woody Allen, you can marry your daughter as long as she was adopted by your wife, not you. You know, it's just going to get weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and first of all, thanks, Chris. I appreciate your time today. I really do. I think, you know, there is some of that, and, you know, weird is in the eye of the beholder, because one person's weird is another person's normal. And we've seen that in modern society. But I think, you know, the ultimate thing is this. If you're planning on getting married, if, you know, you're going to have some people that surround you that recognize that, you're going to have the ability to go somewhere and get it recognized in you know, some sort of a formal way. I guess my thing has always been like, well, okay, we talk about all of this. We talk about, well, it's defined as this and this, or it's defined as, you know, we've got civil unions, we've got whatever, you know, and there's so many ways you can look at this. But I think the bottom line is, why is the government even involved in this? Why shouldn't the government just kind of get out of the way and let life happen? Because ultimately, the Constitution doesn't say in it that, oh, guess what? You've got to define marriages a certain way and that kind of thing. It all breaks down to the way that taxes are and that kind of thing. But, you know, maybe it's time to reform that. Maybe it's time to look at something a little different and say, well, wait a minute. There's a different way of looking at that than what most people do. Because if you talk about this issue, if you talk about the different views on it, and you say, well, it's got to be marriage between one man, one woman, that's that. Well, that pleases half the electorate, if you will. The other side will say, well, you know, gay marriage needs to be up there as well. Okay, well, that would only please half the electorate. And if we do it the way that things were done way back in the day. I mean, think about when they put the Constitution together. It wasn't just a bunch of people getting together and deciding this, this, and that, and that's it. There's an awful lot of compromise that went into that. So maybe this is the compromise we need to seek. Love to get your opinion on it. So we're going to talk about this into the next hour. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. And 80373 is Lawrence and Taylor continues on 590 WKZO.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.